Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. So the Census Bureau of the United States spits out data all over the place. And I track the data about New York City and New York State for you, because you can't do it yourself. I can do it. So I got some interesting stats to talk to you about. Between April 2020, the start of COVID, okay? Was it 20 that COVID started? No, I'm sorry. Between April 2020 and July of 2022, COVID's in the middle of that, New York City's population dropped from 8.8 million to 8.3 million. Almost 500,000, half a million NYC residents have left the building, just like Elvis. Okay? That's 5.3% of the city's total population. That's over a two-year period. Now, it's not the worst in the country. San Francisco is the worst. San Francisco lost 8% of its residents same period of time. Now, if you're losing 500,000 tax-paying residents, and most of them are, then you have a disaster on your hands. You would think that there would be a course correction in New York State and city as far as the politicians that govern us are concerned. They are getting worse. This congestion pricing thing that kicks in 2024, this is going to be an unbelievable disaster. It is going to hurt every aspect of the New York City economy. Everything. Where do you hear the screams and outcries on this? New York City is freezing hiring for the cops to pay for the migrants. So already the quality of life and crime in New York City is a horrendous problem. Now we're not going to get any more police because they got to pay migrant expenses. This is just so self-destructive, and that's the word. It's self-destructive. So as you all know, a lot of New Yorkers are moving to Florida and Texas. Okay, more to Florida than Texas, but Texas is getting a lot of people too because the economy in Texas is strong. And two big urban centers there, Dallas and Houston. San Antonio is a small town. But you can make a good living in Texas, okay? But it's hot as Hades there. Same thing in Florida. I mean, if you're 5 months in Florida, it's hard to go out of the house, so hot. But people are going there because the taxes are far lower and it's far easier to live there and it's safer. So why, if you're going to leave, would you not? So this is an ebb and a flow here. And there, according to census, there are new people coming into the state and the city, but most of them are going to be dependent on the government for entitlements. You're not getting big corporations. I can't remember the last time a major corporation moved into New York State. And if you know, please let me know. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. It's just saying, you know, who wants to be here? to pay these unbelievably corporate taxes, unbelievably high. I run three corporations, all right? And the amount of tax that I pay for my businesses and myself is the highest. I couldn't pay more if I operated anywhere else. This is it. I'm at the apex of the tax. Now, the reason I stay is family, infrastructure, because I'm in the media. The national media has to be, you know, it doesn't have to, but it's so much easier for me to be in and around New York. Because, and I got on WABC, you know, the biggest radio station in the country. I mean, I'll walk away from things like that. All right. And I'm a born and bred New Yorker. I like it. I like the ocean on Long Island. I like the sports teams. I like the juice. I like the action. I don't want to move out of here. But it's almost like these politicians are forcing people to move. And it's wrong. But the stats are overwhelming.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.